The University of Alaska plans a major timber sale in the Chilkat Valley, and gillnetters face area and time restrictions this summer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. The University of Alaska is negotiating a timber sale on about 13,000 acres of its land in the Haines Borough. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the estimated volume of the 10-year deal is far greater than any timber sale in the Haines area in recent history.
The university land totals about 13,400 acres scattered throughout the borough. Most of that acreage is located across the Chilkat and Klehini Rivers, or across the Chilkat Inlet from Haines. That includes a piece of land near the Davidson Glacier, and a few small portions close to town. The university says it received interest in the timber on its Haines parcels and is entering into a 10-year negotiated sale. Christine Klein is the chief facilities and lands officer at the university. She spoke at a facilities and land management committee meeting on Tuesday.
We have received a formal letter of interest from an international buyer for our holdings in the area for really the long term.
The volume of the sale is estimated at 100 million board feet. Lynn Canal Conservation's Executive Director Elsa Sebastian calls that number, quote, alarming.
100 million board feet means that we're not talking about a local sale. We're talking about an outsider coming in, cutting our trees, and likely exporting as many as possible overseas.
That goal trumps the size of other recent Haines area timber sales. In 2015, the State Division of Forestry moved forward with the Baby Brown timber sale. At 855 acres and 20 million board feet, it was set to be the largest sale in the Haines State Forest in 20 years. The Board of Regents approved the development and disposal plan for the university sale at a meeting this week, authorizing it to move forward. The university acreage includes Sitka spruce, western hemlock, cottonwood, and birch. Klein says the market for cottonwood is new.
It's for an existing market species as well as for a new market for cottonwood type hardwoods for furniture.
Sebastian says the harvest of cottonwood is concerning.
We are somewhat concerned to hear the potential for large-scale harvest of cottonwood, especially so near the Bald Eagle Preserve, considering that cottonwood is important habitat used by nesting bald eagles.
According to Klein, the details are still being negotiated. She couldn't say who the interested buyer is or how the timber will be harvested. Klein clarified the sale is different from one on the Chilkat Peninsula that the university put out to bid in 2017.
This is not the area, the Chilkat 400 acres that you saw in the fall. It's a separate development program.
That sale in Haines Mud Bay neighborhood was introduced amid a local conversation about whether to limit resource extraction. It drew concerns from throughout the community. But the university didn't receive any bids, and ultimately it decided to develop that land for a residential subdivision. Klein says interest in that sale led to this negotiation. It's expected to generate $10 million in revenue. The university is accepting comments on the development and disposal plan for the sale through April 19th. Klein says her office is also planning to schedule an information session in Haines in the next few months. The university plans to award a timber contract by the end of July. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
After a lengthy process where Board of Fish members, ADF&G biologists, and the public weighed in, an action plan to increase the number of wild Chinook salmon that make it up the Chilkat River to spawn is in place.
For the gillnet fishery here in Lynn Canal, we're pretty much set. So what's in that action plan is what we're going to implement.
That's Wyatt Ray Fournier, the ADF&G Area Management Biologist for Commercial Fisheries in District 15 in Haines. The Chilkat King Salmon Run was considered a stock of concern by the Board of Fish when it met in January. A stock of concern designation means that the run didn't meet escapement goals 4 out of the last 5 years. Escapement for Chilkat Kings has been hovering around 1,000 fish. The Board of Fish then asked ADF&G to prepare management options for sport, subsistence, and commercial fishing in the area. The goal is to minimize the amount of Chinook caught in the fishery. There were multiple options, with option one being the status quo, option three was the most conservative, and option two was somewhere in the middle. Ray Fournier says the board chose option two for commercial fisheries.
And so in the middle was kind of a large area where, you know, you could either do just what we just did or go way to this kind of highly conservative effort. And so Board of Fish chose a couple different options. For commercial fish, they chose option number two. And for subsistence fish, they chose option number one, which was status quo.
Ray Fournier says the option number two action plan went out for public comment, and then the Board of Fish amended and finalized it. He says that option means reduced area and reduced time for commercial gillnetters in Lower Lynn Canal.
So that means during the first week of the season in the Lower Lynn Canal in Section 15C, we will only be open in the postage stamp, a small area that's south of the latitude of Vanderbilt Reef and east of a line from Vanderbilt Reef to Little Island Light. And so that small stamp will be the only area that is open. Then in week two, the area south of the latitude of Vanderbilt Reef will be open.
Gill netting will only be open 2 days per week in those areas, and net mesh sizes will be limited to 6 inches maximum. Night fishing won't be allowed from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. In addition, the outer part of the Boat Harbor Terminal harvest area will also only be open for 2 days per week for the first 2 weeks, with night closures and with a 6-inch maximum mesh restriction. Fishing in Upper Lynn Canal will also be restricted to an area south of the latitude of Eldred Rock and east of a line from Eldred Rock to a point 2 miles offshore from Sherman Rock. Additionally, there will be a mesh restriction with a maximum of 6 inches and night closures. Subsistence fishing will have the same restrictions as last year. Chilkat Inlet will stay closed until July 22nd. The Chilkat River will be open for the first 2 weeks of June. In the third week of June, it will be open from 19 Mile to Wells Bridge area for 4 days per week. Regulations for sport fishing and the troll fishery are still in the works. The Lower and Upper Lynn Canal commercial gillnet fisheries start on the third Sunday in June, June 17th, and the subsistence fishery in the Chilkat River opens June 1st. For KHNS News, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.